okay, who the hell are you? and why are you here?
My name's Phil McCracken. I'm here, actually, I clean up afterward.
Excellent, it looks like it.
Tim O'Donnell, Shamrock Cycles. I'm a Capricorn.
Nice. Okay, so I just walked over, I saw you, I haven't even looked at your bikes.
Yeah, one's missing. It's over being judged, it's a gravel
bike.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be back in a second.
Okay, so I don't even have an idea what to ask you other than you've been pulling your hair out lately with shitty old motorcycles and fancy-ass bicycles.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that. So the motorcycle's coming along pretty well, I'll say that. But, no, I mean, one of the big reasons why I was in such a rush is because I have a preview party 2 weeks before NABS in town in Indy. So while most people's deadline is NABS, my deadline was third week of February.
But doesn't that kind of help you out?
It does. It really does. And one of the big things is that when the bikes are packed up after the Triton show, I'm ready for NABS.
Sure.
So, I mean, it forces me to be totally prepared.
But you probably
it's like
come
a soft
here,
opening.
Yeah, but you already come here. You come here and you're relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Because I know, I mean, we've all been around this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And last minute
I mean, I
flights.
Had enough time to build all the displays.
Right, right. So you get to improve what you had.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I just built a whole bunch of bikes, and I had this kind of down period, and it just kind of, I'm resting up, and I just redid all my solid models.
Oh, really?
To make them really nice and everything like that.
And you had the time to do that.
Because once I start building, I'm not going to touch that shit. I'm just trying to get through the project type of thing. You know? It's like you don't improve anything. You're just trying to get it done. Okay, so let's talk about design and construction type of stuff. What's kind of getting you stoked lately, or what have you kind of been niggling at that kind of gets at you? We can walk over and look at something.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I've been doing more and more TIGing. Now, nothing here is TIG, but that's just try to kind of expand the skill set.
Yep.
So, I mean, all the bikes, like always, Peter, I mean, they're either going to be lugged or they're going to be fillet. That's what I do. That bike is stainless and lugs, so that one was all polished, and of course there's a lot more that goes into it simply because everything's exposed, right? So it has to look the part. But what's getting me excited right now is the fact that if I look down my queue, I don't have any more stainless bikes because I fucking hate stainless.
Good man. Okay, I don't understand.
But hey, they paid for it. So
well, titanium's that way. It's like, I mean, I hate titanium. I mean, I'm not a for-profit builder, so I don't have to do it, and I won't. But it's like, you know, I can understand. It's just like, God, getting the crap work done so you can actually enjoy yourself.
Well, I mean, this one here, this bike, I put more time in on this bike than any of the others in the booth.
And this is a commuter, internally geared.
Yeah, it's a city bike, but completely over the top. And a lot of it is, a lot of what took so much time on this, Peter, was the amount of wiring. And simply because it's got a Schmidt dyno hub, but if you look underneath, it's got a sine wave revolution power converter that then runs to the Shimano with a little pigtail so he can actually power the front hub to power the DI battery.
Uh-huh.
And that took a long time to kind of get that figured out.
Is that something that's really necessary?
No, it's really not.